Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night and I'm at home alone again.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm a shoo-shoo-shoo, a shoo-shoo-shoo, shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo-shoo, sugar town.
Well, here we are. I can't believe it. It's Wednesday. It's July 16th. It's 2015. And you'd like to prove that, wouldn't you, is back on this evening.
You'd prove that, wouldn't you? Get your name into the National Geographic.
I hope that at least I can be heard. And gosh knows you don't want to see, at least tonight. I am exhausted from the amount of hours and hours that I've been putting in at my day job. But hey, whatever. The fact of the matter is that I made a commitment to do this tonight, and here I am, ready to do it. So anyway, my name, Captain Ron, of course. You'd like to prove that, Maddie. While he is aware that we're doing a show, will not be with us this evening. We'll talk about that at a later time. He will be back hopefully soon. Gosh knows I can't do it without him. So I don't know how long we're going to go tonight. Depends on you, the listener. So let's get down to the particulars, because some things have changed since the last time you've listened to the broadcast. We are still on Twitter. The Twitter account is open, and it is at You'd Like to Prove, with the number two in the title. So You'd Like to Prove. And then we're also on Facebook at You'd Like to Prove That, Wouldn't You? I do have an email address. I haven't checked it in a while, so but I will tonight. If you send an email, it is you'd like to prove@yahoo.com. The phone number is the important thing. I want to hear from you tonight if you are listening, because this is, I am fired up about this tonight. After watching and seeing what I saw, I'm absolutely fired up about this. So the number is 657-383-1193. That is the number. There are some ad banners as well. Watching or listening online tonight, those are all building towards, again, we're going to try to get that toll-free number taken care of. So iTunes, of course, iTunes will have all of our episodes, I believe, and the episodes will also be available at blogtalkradio.com, and the links will be available forever, I hope. Anyway, at this time, I normally would introduce Maddie. Maddie's not here, of course, around the leagues, and the Major League Baseball is on hiatus right now. There is no games being played. All-Star break. National League lost on Tuesday, 6-3, I believe. That's how much I'm vested in the baseball season. My team, Chicago White Sox, just a horrendous first half. Up and down, mostly down, up on an upswing now. Four games under 500, I believe. We'll see where that goes. Of course, I have some friends who are Cub fans, and they're loving their season, and why not? I mean, you know, God love them. They are playing really good under Joe Maddon, and hopefully, if you are a Cub fan, that will continue and your hearts won't break, and of course, that's what you're used to. I saw a thing, by the way, a meme. Is that what it's called? A meme. The other day, it was a series. There's a picture of three girls dressed in cub outfits, and it said something like, why aren't cub fans afraid to date? Something about not worrying about getting a ring. I thought that was funny. So you never know what's going to happen in this crazy world. And of course, Back to the Future did predict that. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that. So if, you know, Steven Spielberg and Robert Zemeckis had the fortitude to put that in a movie, we'll see what happens. And they may get lucky. Anyway, so what the hell's going on with this here? As I said, I'm very excited about this broadcast. A lot of people, a lot of special people, have made this return possible. I'm not going to mention any names, but you all know from conversations that I've had who you are and what impact you have made to get this show back on. And here we are. We're here right now. And I thank you for that. So, that being said, I'm really fired up about this, and I want to hear from you. Pick up the phone, man, 657-383-1193. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. And I want to hear about this. This is a topic that I I'm very I'm just fired up about it. So here's the thing. All right, I have a lot of friends who have appeared on this program over the course of time, and a couple of those people are Robin and Michelle, who have created the Ta Ta Top. And when this show is on hiatus, Robin and Michelle exchanged wedding vows and are now together. And well, they were always together, but now they're legally together as a couple. And I am, you know, beyond thrilled for them and hope that they're happy. So that's the direct. I'm not going to say that I'm, because I'm not against whatever you decide to do. Your life is your life. Whatever you want to do. I've always said that. You know, if you are someone who is gay or lesbian and that's your thing and that's how you're wired, great, you know, and I hope that you are at peace with it and you're happy and all of that. If you're not and you're straight and you like women, you know, like me, I like women, or if you're a girl, you like guys, whatever, great. This whole thing with Caitlyn Jenner has really got my blood going a little bit last night, because as you know, last night, if you are aware, ESPN decided that they were going to award their Arthur Ashe Award for Courage/Bravery, whatever you want to call it, award to Caitlyn Jenner. Has Caitlyn Jenner, has she been courageous? Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. Has she helped other people with their deciding that, you know, their life is worth it and it's not worth taking and committing suicide or whatever, as she alluded to last night? Has she prevented that? Yeah, I'm sure she has, to a degree, has prevented that. And that's important as well. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But you can't tell me that there is, without a doubt, that there is no other reason. It's a matter of convenience for ESPN to give a Courage Award to Caitlyn, don't call me Bruce Jenner, strictly because of what she has done. It's impossible. Wrong. I'm sorry. it's nothing but a ratings ploy, because right after that, either it was later on after the show was over or during the right after she finished talking, there was a commercial for a new program that's going to be on documenting her entire life of how this all came about. And so this whole thing, in my opinion, is strictly a ratings grabber, if you will. If you disagree with me, then call me 657-383-1193. Give me a call. I'm willing to listen to anybody else's opinion, but you know, to me, there's other courageous people out there in the world of sports, and I'm going to go with Lauryn Hill. Who's more courageous than that? You wake up every morning knowing that it could be your last. And she lived her life to the fullest. And what did she do? She took to the court and played in a game. And to me, that's more courageous than anything that anybody could ever do, knowing full well that tomorrow I may not wake up at all. And if you disagree with that, I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel. And I've talked to a lot of people about this today, and Maddie was one of them. Maddie said the same thing. You know, it's like Lauryn Hill is definitely somebody that should have benefited from that. Maybe, you know, hey, you know, give it to both of them if that's what you really want to do. But to me, you know, and I didn't watch the ESPY, so I don't know if Lauryn Hill was even acknowledged for anything last night, to me, she should have been, because to me, that's the epitome of what courage and bravery and things like that are about. She took her diagnosis, and she did not let it beat her, at least in the moment. She went on the court, she played a game of basketball, and that was it. And it wasn't like a give me basket either. You know, it was, you know, she scored a couple of points, I think, and they weren't like, oh, we're just going to let her run the court and score. I don't believe that was the case at all. I think that, you know, she went out and she played. And that to me is terrific. So, you know, if you disagree with me, fine, prove it. You know, as the show, we like to call the show, you know, prove it to me. 657-383-1193, because to me, you can't, you know, if you have any kind of heart whatsoever. You know, if Caitlin really wanted to do something, you know, then take the money that she's going to get from the Vanity Fair and the Diane Sawyer and all of that other stuff that she did, and open up, you know, use it for support groups in that regard or something like that. I mean, I don't know what the answer is and whatnot. Today there was a picture of her on ESPN.com at a freaking horse racing day at, you know, in California. Really? So now we're going to get a picture of this person all the time? And look, I'm not saying that, you know, transgender people are, you know, whacked in the head, you know, and it's all wrong and, you know, blah, yada, yada, yada. I'm not wired that way. You know, I don't issue with. if you know, you're not, if you're feeling that, you know, maybe you're not right. Okay. And you're not in the right body. Okay, fine. Let's support those people and let's help them as best we can. And helping them is not going to a horse racing event or getting a courage award on ESPN or anything like that, or doing an interview with, you know, a ratings ploy to do a TV show. You know, now if the TV show is going to document and be emotional and not just a fluff piece, then fine. Then hopefully we will save lives with that. And if that's the goal, then great. If it's not, then I have major problems with it. So, and that's just me. you know, so 657-383-1193 is the number. And also we're on Twitter. I did just get a couple shout outs from my buddy Brad out in LA. How you doing, buddy? I love you. And hopefully things are going well for you and the Dodgers suck. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You got Kershaw, you got Greinke, you got all those guys. Hopefully, you know, you won't choke in the playoffs like you did last year. So, ooh, did I just say that? Hey, but you know what? What else happened? You know, what else happened while I was away, Brad? I don't know. I think the Cup is in Chicago, just as we thought it would be. So, you know, and like we joked about last year, you shined it up for us. We're going to keep it safe for you. And hopefully Dallas won't sneak in there, because now they got a couple of Chicago guys now. D is in Chicago, in Dallas, and Sharpie's in Dallas, and the Emmy's in Dallas. And you know, they're making, trying to make a splash in the free agent and trading scenarios, and trying to make themselves a little better. And we'll see how that goes for them. But, you know, L.A., Chicago, I don't know how Chicago is going to be next year. This salary cap thing is going to kill them. And, you know, Dallas, you know, and then, of course, you know, in the other conference, you got the Red Wings, who are going to make a play. The Lightning are still going to be there. And, you know, is Boston going to, you know, rebound from a non-playoff season? You know, a lot of questions to be answered there as well. So we can talk about that if you'd like. Like I said, I don't know how long I'm going to do the show tonight. I'm shooting for, you know, a half hour or so. And I'm going to start it at 9:30 tonight, but I'm going to try to do 9 o'clock every night again. Depends on how things go, because I like to get on the lake, but it's getting darker sooner. So the 9 o'clock thing is probably going to be a little better as the next few weeks roll in, but we'll see where it goes. You know, so let's do this. Let's take a couple minutes, and we'll catch our breath. We'll come back, we'll see what's going on, and we'll see if you know, we can get a phone call or two. Again, I really want to talk about this Caitlyn Jenner thing. So that's my topic tonight. I'm really fired up about it. So 657-383-1193 is the number. And, I don't know, what do you guys want to hear? Well, all right. I'll see if this works.
He once shot a man just for snoring. Got out of bed and shot him dead. Well, his name was, I didn't know what his name was, so we just called him Fred. He was riding across the desert on a horse to another town, looking for a woman in a nightgown. The horse's name was, I didn't know what his name was, so we just called him Fred. Oh, now Fred's riding, Fred's riding, Fred, Fred's riding, Fred, Fred's riding, Fred, Fred's riding, Fred. Well, he got to the town, met a woman in a nightgown, and she was wearing a frown, hell, it rhymed. Well, her name was, I didn't know what her name was, so we just called her Fred. Oh, now Fred's riding, Fred's riding, Fred, Fred's riding, Fred, Fred's riding, Fred, Fred's riding, Fred. That song's called Fred. This song here was written under the influence of alcohol, which has a tendency to make you think things are actually funnier than what they really are. Had you been drinking alcohol at the time of hearing a Fred song, you'd be laying on the floor right now saying, that Fred song's whipping my ass, turn it off!
Oh, I love the Fred song. Isn't the Fred song fun? You know? That's what life is all about, really, is just having fun, you know? Fred's riding Fred, Fred's riding Fred. Rodney Carrington there in the Fred song. Love that. I do.
Prove that, wouldn't you? Get your name into the National Geographic.
Yeah, well, you know, and my sounds aren't very good tonight. Hopefully, I know I can be heard because, you know, people have already said that they can hear me, so that's good. But anyway, you know, I really wanted to get that whole Caitlin thing off my chest. You know, if you want to watch it, it's on ESPN, obviously. Her entire buildup is on there and all that. I think the one thing that she probably said that was probably the most intriguing comment that she said is that it's not just about me. It's about all of us accepting one another. And that's the truth right there. You know, it's not about, you know, me, but about getting past that. I mean, you know, she did say that, you know, 41% of transgender individuals attempt suicide at the end of their life. And that's not good. That's not good. Saying, I'm clear with my responsibility in going forward to tell my the right way. I hope so. For me to keep learning to do whatever I can to reshape the landscape of how trans issues are viewed, how trans people are treated, and then more broadly to promote a very simple idea of accepting people for who they are. And that's really what it's all about is, you know, and, you know, maybe I'm a judge, you know, maybe, you know, maybe the fact of the matter is that, you know, the show will, that she's going to do will, you know, address, you know, emotional and all those, you know, strings that were, you know, pulling every which way, you know, because really, if that's the case, then that's great, you know, and I'm all for that. But I still think that, you know, giving that person the courageous award for bravery or whatever you want to call it is utterly ridiculous, because there are other people that, you know, deserve that award more than Caitlyn Jenner does. You know, because quite frankly, we all knew this was coming. It wasn't like a big shock, you know, when, you know, I mean, all the signals were there. Everything was going in the right direction. It just was like, okay, you know, now I'm going to hold a press conference and tell everybody that legally this, you know, or whatever you want to say, not legally, but officially I am a trans person and I'm going to be transitioning to a woman and yada, yada, yada. Now, you know, I have, you know, people I know that this is impacted. And I know that this is a very emotional thing and all of that. And I get it. I do. I honestly do. But in the sports world, to me, there's just more of courageous people. You know, if you want to give, you know, if there's a national award of some kind for, you know, bravery, you know, or you know, whatever, you know, then fine. But, you know, and maybe I'm being narrow-minded. The sports world to me is more global than anything, but, you know, to not even consider or bring up, you know, I just think the whole thing without, you know, it should have been both of Lauren. Then it should have just been both of them, Lauryn Hill and whatever. And unfortunately, Lauren's no longer with us. She passed away not that long ago. And so that's unfortunate. But anyway, that's my beef tonight, man. That's where I'm at. And I'm going to go to bed tonight knowing that I got that off my chest. And I'm going to go to bed happier, not because of that, just because of this show being back on and all of that. And hopefully in the next day or two, we'll, you know, we're going to bring What the Damn Hell back. I can guarantee that. We're going to, you know, do all the things that we did before. Hopefully we'll do, you know, come up with some different things and at least try to be entertaining. And hopefully you guys will, you know, dial that number you know, and give us a shout out, you know, give us a shout. 657-383-1193. That's the number. And, you know I was jumped the gun and I put it on the air or put it on, you know, Twitter and Facebook that I was doing a show tonight and not giving anybody fair warning. Or maybe I did and they're just staying away, you know. There's always that too, right? But anyway, I love all you guys. I appreciate everything that, you know, that you have done, and being patient. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people that do listen, you know, at least three of you that I know of. And I know we used to have maybe four. So, no. No, I'm just kidding. I know there's quite a few people that do listen. But anyway, that being said, as I said, we're on Twitter at You'd Like to Prove. We're on Facebook as well. You can shoot an email over to us at You'd Like to Prove at yahoo.com. Just remember that it's a numerical two and not the word two. It's You'd Like to Prove. And then the phone number, of course, will forever now be 657-383-1193. iTunes and Blog Talk Radio will have the links to the program going forward, and all of that. I, you know, depending on how the weather goes and things like that, we'll do a show tomorrow. Hopefully, Maddie will be here, and we'll go be doing it at 9 o'clock Central Time, and we'll go until we go. I'll block out, you know, however much they'll let me block out, and we'll just keep going, and all that stuff. So anyway. Until then, thanks for letting me do this tonight and you know, listen. And with that being said, we used to do this as a close, and we'll continue to do it going forward.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston, and so nevermore shall we see you again.
Hey everyone, thanks for letting me do this tonight again. Like I said, I love all you guys, and I always used to say, Maddie, say goodnight, Gracie. So say goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie.